الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has favored us with innumerable bounties, both material and spiritual. Quran, which is the Kitab and Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also a very great bounty granted to us by our Creator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentions in a hadith: Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ilallahi min as-samawati wal-ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. The heavens and whatever they contain, the earth and whatever it contains. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than all these put together. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهُونَ بِهِ. For every nation, for every group of people, there is an element of honor through which they find pride. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The element of honor, the element of pride for my ummah is the glorious Quran. So Quran is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His book, it is His kalam. And those people who engage in learning and teaching this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the best amongst the ummah. Usman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam: khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches it to others. So those people who learn the Quran and teach the Quran are the best people amongst the Ummah. Because Quran is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore those people who learn the Quran and who teach the Quran, they are also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, whom Ahlullahi wa khassatuhu, they are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of the Quran are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa khassatuhu, not only the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Hamilul Quran, Hamilu Ra'iyatil Islam. The Hamil of the Quran, the carrier of the Quran, the one who carries the Quran. Hamilul Quran, the literal meaning is the carrier of the Quran, the one who carries the Quran. The Hamilul Quran, Hamilu Ra'iyatil Islam is the flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors the Hamilul Quran has in reality honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person honors the Hamilul Quran, because of the Quran that lies within his heart and mind, or because of the Quran that is practically found in his life. So when a person respects another person as a result of this Quran that is within his heart and mind or that is within his life, he practices the Quran. He is respecting this person because of the Quran, not because of who he is or what he is. So because he honors this person as a result of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in his heart, his mind, his life, he is in reality honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'iyatil Islam, the Hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors him in reality has honored Allah. وَمَنْ أَحَانَهُ, and one who disgraces him, one who dishonors him, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, upon him will be the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Hamilul Quran departs from this world, and when he is buried in the grave, when he is laid in the grave, and he is buried. أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders that portion of the earth where he is buried, أَنْ لَا تَأْكُلِ لَحْمَهُ, do not touch his body, do not devour the flesh of these hafiz of the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتَقُولُ الْأَرْضُ, that portion of the earth turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it says, يَا إِلَهِ, O my Allah, O my Creator, O my Rabb, كَيْفَ أَكُلُ لَحْمَهُ وَكَلَامُكَ فِي جَوْفِهِ, how can I devour the body of the Hafiz of the Quran? How can I eat the flesh of the Hafiz of the Quran when your Quran lies within his heart? It is not possible for me to do that. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, it will be said to the Sahibul Quran. The literal meaning of Sahibul Quran is the companion of the Quran. It will be said to the companion of the Quran on the day of Qiyamah, اِقْرَا وَرْتَقِ, read and climb the steps of Jannah. And whilst climbing the steps of Jannah, varattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. Read Quran with tartil, with tajweed, with correct intonation, correct pronunciation, as you used to do when you were in the world. So keep reciting, and whilst reciting, keep climbing the steps of Jannah. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَؤُهَا. Where you stop reciting, that is your abode in Jannah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ مَرَقَدَهُ, states, commenting on this hadith, that we understand from other narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Jannah will have grades equivalent to the number of the ayat of the Quran. So there are more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. The commonly known figure is 6,666. More than 6,000 verses of the Quran. So there are more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. In Jannah there will be more than 6,000 grades. Like we have different grades of hotels, 2 star, 3 star, 5 star, 6 star, 7, 8. So the grades of Jannah will be more than 6,000. And under each grade, there will be many other grades. So grade number 1, 1 star Jannah. And under that 1 star, we'll have many stars, many other grades. Then grade 2, under grade 2 will be many grades. Grade 3, under grade 3 will be many grades. Grade 4, under grade 4 will be many grades. If a hafiz of the Quran, when he is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, begins to read the Quran, and he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He will be elevated to the first grade. الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, he will be elevated to the second grade. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, he will be elevated to the third grade. So, اِقْرَى وَرْتَقِ. وَرْتَقِ, climb the steps. This is literal translation. وَرْتَقِ means read and elevate yourself. Read and elevate yourself. So this reciter of the Quran will be elevated by elevators of Jannah. So he will say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he will be elevated to the first grade. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, second grade. Maliki Yawmiddin, third grade. And if he is able to recite correctly the complete Quran, he will reach the highest grade of Jannah, under which there will be many grades, Shuhada, Siddiqeen, the Anbiya. So he will be under the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam somewhere, but he will be in that grade where Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam will be. So the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and due to this status, those people who engage in learning and teaching the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also holds a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I would like to point out today is that from the ahadith that we have heard, we find three words, three titles for those people associated to the Quran. Number one, Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. Number two, Hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran. And number three, Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. We do not find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the word Hafidul Quran, the protector of the Quran, the memorizer of the Quran. We find Ahlul Quran, Hamilul Quran, and Sahibul Quran. Because there is a difference between Hafidul Quran and Sahibul Quran. Hafidul Quran and Hamilul Quran. And Hafidul Quran and Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran we can put aside because Ahl is the plural of Sahib and Hamil. So Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, means the companions of the Quran or the carriers of the Quran. So we are left with two words now. Hamilul Quran and Sahibul Quran. The companion of the Quran. Who is called a companion? If I have no relationship with Maulana, he is in Barbados, I'm in the UK. No phone, no email, no text. We don't sit with each other, we don't travel together. Maulana will not be able to say, Salim is my companion. I will not be able to say, Maulana is my companion. We can only call somebody a companion when we remain in that person's company. When people can see that, yes, he is the companion. They are both always together, they are companions. Once in a while we meet, once in a week, once in a month, once in a year, we will not be called companions. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said not to the Hafiz of the Quran, it will be said to the companion of the Quran. Yuqalu li sahibil Quran. When the Hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran, if I am carrying a chair, people will say he is the carrier of a chair. And when I put the chair down, nobody will say I am carrier of the chair. Or if I am employed somewhere to carry chairs for 6 hours, 8 hours on a daily basis, to transport chairs, then I may be given the title that he is the carrier of the chairs. But once in a while you pick up a chair from one place to another place, nobody will say he is the carrier of the chair. The carrier of the Quran is that person who is always carrying the Quran in his heart, in his mind, and in his life. So Sahibul Quran and Hamilul Quran more or less means the same. Sahibul Quran, the one who is always in the company of the Quran, and the Quran is always in his company. Hamilul Quran, the one who is always carrying the Quran. Quran is always with him. And Ahlul Quran, the people of Quran. I am in Barbados for 3 days. Nobody will say, I am a person of Barbados. Or if it is said that the people of Barbados have gathered together, I will not be an individual from that group. Because I don't live here permanently. Nobody will say that he is a person of Barbados. He is from the people of Barbados. Even if I stay here for 1 month here, nobody will say that he is a person from Barbados. He belongs to the group of the people of Barbados. Because I don't have that permanent connection with Barbados. Hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran, Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran, Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is choosing these words definitely upon the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he says, Quran says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is wahy which is revealed to him, revelation. And every word is carefully chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and when we go into the detailed discussion, why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this word, he could have used this word also, it could have meant the same. Why this word, why not this word, why this word first and then this word, why not the other way around? We understand so many wisdoms, so many hikmats. Because there is nobody in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was or who is more eloquent than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. His tongue was supervised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says,
that from amongst the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, nobody had a bigger collection of ahadith than me. I had the biggest collection of ahadith, except for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَكْتُبْ وَلَا أَكْتُبْ. Because Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu used to memorize the ahadith, and with memorizing the ahadith, he also used to write the ahadith. So the number of ahadith that he had collected, no other sahabi had the same number. So Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that I have only memorized the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not written any ahadith. So from amongst the sahaba, except for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, no one can compete with me. I have the most number of ahadith, except for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu. He has more ahadith than I have. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَكْتُبُ وَلَا أَكْتُبُ. Because he used to write and I did not used to write. When the sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in saw Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu writing the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to him that, oh Abdullah, you note down everything that you hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human like us. He is also overcome by anger. He is also overcome by emotions, happiness, grief. And in grief, in happiness, in anger, when overcome by emotions, sentiments, a person says something which he does not really mean. So when he is in a serious mood, when he is sitting on the minbar or when he is teaching us, yes, you may note down everything, but you note down everything, this is not appropriate. You may write something which you should not supposed to be writing. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I write down anything that I hear emanating from your blessed tongue. And my friends are advising me not to do that. They are saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also bashar, he is also human. And humans are overcome with emotions, sentiments, anger, grief, happiness, and during those moments a person says something which he doesn't mean. So don't write everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abdullah uktub. O Abdullah, you continue writing. Fa inni la aqulu illa haqqa. Because only haq emanates from this tongue. Allah is supervising my tongue. I am the messenger of Allah. I am the prophet of Allah. If I was to make an error with this tongue, then each and every hadith would become doubtful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards my words and He also safeguards my action. I am supervised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I say is low, what I do is low, and when I see another human saying something and doing something and I remain silent, that is also low. Because that is confirmation from me that whatever he has done or whatever he has said is correct. What is a hadith? What is sunnah? Hadith. Qawlur Rasul. The word of Rasul is hadith. Wa fa'lur Rasul. The action of Rasul is hadith. Wa taqreerur Rasul. And when a Rasul hears somebody say something and remains silent, that is also hadith. Or when the Rasul sees, observes somebody doing something and he remains silent, that is also hadith. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tongue was supervised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he very carefully chose these hamilul Quran and sahih, the carrier of the Quran and the companion of the Quran. All the virtues mentioned in the ahadith are not only for the hafiz of the Quran. Those students who are completing the glorious Quran today, they are very fortunate. Their parents are also very fortunate, but they are stepping on the first step today. There are a few more things that they will need to do to become worthy of the virtues that we hear over and over again, that Hafiz of the Quran will receive this, Hafiz of the Quran will receive this, Hafiz of the Quran will receive this. This is a very, very important discussion for those students who are completing Quran today and those who will be completing in the future and those who have completed Quran long time ago. Hamilul Quran, who is Hamilul Quran? Who is Sahibul Quran? The companion of the Quran and the carrier of the Quran. We can put Hamilul Quran and Sahibul Quran into two categories. Category number one, the lesser category. The one who regularly recites the Quran correctly. Regularly. He is not Hafiz of the Quran. He has not memorized the Quran. But he regularly recites the Quran. And he also tries his utmost to understand the Quran through reliable sources. According to his needs, he is not an academic personality, he is not an alim, he is a layman. So he very regularly reads the Quran. One juz on a daily basis, one and a half juz, two juz. Very regularly he recites the Quran. And he sits in the company of the ulama. Under the supervision of the ulama, he reads books through which he is able to understand the message of the Quran according to his needs. Whatever he requires, the masail that are pertinent to his life, he tries to understand as much of the Quran as possible through reliable sources according to his understanding. And thereafter he practices. This is the Hamilul Quran and Sahibul Quran of the lesser degree. And then you have the Hafizul Quran of the higher degree. He memorizes the Quran. And after memorizing the Quran, he keeps it to memory. He continually recites the Quran. And he also sits in the company of the ulama, under the supervision of the ulama, through reliable sources, understands the message of the Quran that is pertinent to his life, and he also practices the Quran. This is the Hafiz of a, this is the Hamil and Sahib of the Quran of a higher category. And then there is the Hamil and Sahib of the Quran of a more higher category. He has memorized the Quran or he has not memorized the Quran, but he has become an alim of the Quran. So he understands the Quran. He understands the Quran and he fulfills the rites of the recitation of the Quran and he practices the Quran and he also propagates the Quran. So we have three categories of Hamilul Quran and Sahibul Quran. And according to their categories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them on the day of Qiyamah. The person who neither recites the Quran nor understands the Quran nor practices the Quran is not Hamilul Quran, he is not Sahibul Quran. Or the person who memorizes the Quran and after memorizing the Quran he forgets the Quran, he is not Hamilul Quran, he is not Sahibul Quran. Or a person who memorizes the Quran, thereafter he keeps it to memory until he breathes his last, but does not understand the message of the Quran nor practices the Quran, he is not Hamilul Quran, he is not Sahibul Quran. Or a person memorizes the Quran or does not memorize the Quran, he reads the Quran on a regular basis, he understands the Quran, he is an alim of the Quran, but does not practices the Quran, he is also not Hamilul Quran and Sahibul Quran. What we need to do, my friends, all of us, ulama, huffaz and the laymen, young, old, alike, brothers, sisters, all of us, we are all in need of salvation in the hereafter. We all need to make a resolution today that inshallah we will become Sahibul Quran and Hamilul Quran. Those of us who are not huffaz, whatever we have learned during our madrasa days, keep it to memory. If we have forgotten, rememorize. Keep it to memory until you breathe your last. And on a daily basis, try to recite one juz from the Quran. If you are reciting one juz from the Quran daily with tajweed, correct intonation, alhamdulillah. But if you have yet to learn tajweed, then continue reciting the Quran on a daily basis and simultaneously learn Tajweed also. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. If one is difficult, three quarter. If three quarter is difficult, half. If half is difficult, quarter. And if quarter is difficult, then begin with one ruku. But one ruku on a daily basis. Today Suratul Fatiha. Tomorrow from Surah Alif Lam Mim, Suratul Baqarah Alif Lam Mim, one ruku. The day after another ruku. The day after another ruku. The day after another ruku. Ruku, 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 with the aim of increasing in the future and taking it to at least one juz. Those of us who have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are huffaz of the Quran, if we have forgotten the Quran, let us rememorize it. And on a daily basis, the huffaz should be reciting three juz from the Quran. Daily, three juz from the Quran. And if three is difficult, then read one and a half twice. And if that is difficult, read one juz thrice. And if that is difficult, then read half juz six times. And if that is difficult, then at least read quarter juz 12 times. Go over it once, and then whilst walking, going to school, going to college, going to work, whilst driving, read the same 12 times. Very soon you will be able to recite half juz daily, half juz six times, and then inshallah one juz three times, and before you know it, you will be able to recite three juz. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala used to advise that the huffaz, in order to keep the Quran to memory, need to recite three juz on a daily basis, majority of which should be in salah. We all read 4 rakat sunnah before zuhr, 2 rakat sunnah after zuhr, 2 rakat nafar after zuhr. But we become lazy and we recite Suratul Fil, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Instead, if we were to recite 2 ayat or 3 ayat, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu la rayba fi, hudan lil muttaqin, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, Allahu Akbar. In the second rakat, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. الله أكبر. It is same as Suratul Fil. Majority of our young boys who study in madaris like Madrasa Al-Fala, after graduation, when they go through the process of revision, majority of them are able to recite 3 Jews, 4 Jews, 5 Jews in one gathering, one majlis. In our madrasa at the Islamic Dawah Academy, a student cannot graduate as a hafiz unless he is able to recite 5 Jews in one majlis. 5 Jews, 5 Jews, 5 Jews, 5 Jews, a few revisions of 5 Jews, 5 Jews. So in 1 week he should complete the Quran. 1 week complete the Quran. 1 week, then only he is able to graduate as a hafiz. And we encourage them to do more. And every year we have between 10 to 15 students who recite the whole Quran in one majlis. Whole Quran is from Alhamdulillah Wannas. This is not compulsory. Encourage them. And Alhamdulillah, some of them attempt for one in one majlis. Sometimes 20 mistakes, sometimes 25 mistakes, sometimes 30 mistakes, sometimes 15 mistakes. Some complete the whole Quran in one sitting, 5 mistakes. And some 0 mistakes. This is not their excellence. This is the excellence of the Quran. This is the miracle of the Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala used to complete the recitation of 2 Quran daily in the month of Ramadan. 2 Quran daily in the month of Ramadan. And 2 Quran daily in the month of Ramadan in Salat. 1 Quran during the day, 1 Quran during the night. In Salat he would recite the whole Quran twice in the month of Ramadan. These are the people who deserve the title Sahibul Quran and Hamilul Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he would complete one Quran during the day in the month of Ramadan, one Quran during the night, and comes the night of Eid, again one Quran, and the day of Eid another Quran. 62 Quran in the month of Ramadan with the day of Eid. Abu Bakr Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala writes regarding Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala that for 20 years without a gap, Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala, Yahya ibn Ma'in, a notable muhaddis writes that Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala for 20 years without a gap, without fail, he recited one Quran daily. Now multiply 20 times 300, multiply 20 by 350. And Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, without fail, daily, he recites the whole Quran daily for 30 years. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will become Sahibul Quran. We will become Hamilul Quran. We will read the Quran, we will understand the Quran, and we will practice the Quran. It is reading, practicing that is important. Reading, practicing. These boys are becoming Huffaz today, mashallah. And it's a very big advantage, because if they were to, after becoming Hafiz, recite the Quran regularly, keep it to memory, and practice what is pertinent to their lives, then they will have a higher status on the day of Qiyamah than those laymen who are reciting the Quran regularly, understanding the Quran and practicing the Quran, because they are Huffaz of the Quran. So it's a great achievement for them, alhamdulillah. But shaitan brings negligence upon us so that we become deprived of this great status in the hereafter. Ilm and amal, my friends, very important. All my young friends, ilm and amal, very, very important. Alim does not have any status without amal. If there is no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alim in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not alim. Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala says, Al-ilmu ma nafa'a, laysa al-ilmu ma hufiza. Ilm is not what you have memorized. Ilm is what you practice and what benefits you in the hereafter. Imam Shabi rahimahullah ta'ala, a great muhaddis, once he was walking in the street and somebody wanted to ask him a masala, so from behind he said, Ya ayyuhal alim, O alim, can you please, O alim. So Imam Shabi rahimahullah ta'ala turned back and he looked at him and he said, Al alimu man yakhafullah. Alim is not he who has the knowledge of words, who knows what is halal, what is haram. He is not alim. Alim is he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practices upon his ilm. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, a great muhaddis, a great faqih, he says, Laysa talabul ilm an fulanin wa an fulan. He said, seeking ilm is not, I narrate this from this person and I narrate this from this person. He said, no, this is not ilm. This is not seeking ilm. Wa innama talabul ilm al khashiyatu lillah. He said, seeking ilm means adorning your heart with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that heart which is enlightened with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compel the body to do only that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, another great muhaddis, he says, Laysa al-alimu alladhi yarifu al-khayra min ash-shar. He is not an alim who is able to distinguish between khair and shar. He is not an alim. He is not an alim who is able to tell you what is lawful, what is unlawful, what is jais, what is not jais. Then who is an alim? Sir, wa innamal alimu alladhi yarifu al-khayra fayattabi'uhu wa yarifu ash-sharra fayajtanibuhu. He said the real alim is he who recognizes what is khair and he follows that khair, and who recognizes what is shar and he abstains from that shar. So my young students, my young friends, I am also a student like you. We are all in the same boat. You belong to the madrasa, I belong to the madrasa. Daily you are reading books, I am also reading books. You are reciting your lesson, I am also reciting my lesson. We are in the same boat. We have to be very, very careful when it comes to amal. Amal. Ilm amal, ilm amal, ilm amal. Then only we will be deserving of all these titles and the virtues and the excellences mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So make a firm resolution inshallah that from today we will try our utmost to become hamilul Quran. We will try our utmost to become sahibul Quran. Ramadanul Mubarak is dawning upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is that month in which Quran was revealed. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would come and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during every night of Ramadan. And they would both, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, they would both revise the Quran. Both. That means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would listen. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would recite and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen. The month of Ramadan has very strong connection with the Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed the Quran during the night of Qadr. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. We have revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. We have revealed the Quran in the blessed night. The very first revelation that were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were in the month of Ramadan during the night of Qadr. Or the whole Quran was transferred from Lawhe Mahfuz to the first heaven in Baytul Izzah. Before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan. So in the month of Ramadan, we need to increase our recitation more. On a daily basis, one juz. In the month of Ramadan, daily 5 juz. The Huffaz, on a daily basis, 3 juz. In the month of Ramadan, 15 juz. I have a young nephew who is not so clever, whose track record is very clear. In the school, every subject fail. In the madrasa, fail in every subject. We just had to pass him through the alim course. Because he was a very decent boy. And when a person is decent, pious from childhood, then even if he is given a certificate of an alim, he will not misuse his position. Even before he became baligh, he started performing his 5 times salat regularly. He has not missed a single salat in his life. But not so clever. So one day he came to me and he said, I want to become hafiz of the Quran. So I said, why don't you tell your father? Why are you telling me? So he said, I've been telling my father, but he always says no. So I said, okay, I will speak to your father. He's my older brother. So I spoke to him. I said, he wants to become hafiz. So he said, he will not be able to make it. I don't want to bring stress upon him. He will get stressed out. He will not be able to make it. Maybe he may get punished unnecessarily. So I said to my brother, I said, I also feel that he will not be able to become a hafiz of the Quran. We have his track record. But if you don't enroll him in the Hifz class, then he will always carry this against you that my father did not give me the opportunity to become a hafiz of the Quran. So, enroll him in the hafiz of the Quran. Madrasa is run under me. I will speak to the teacher and he will look after him inshallah. And after 6 months, 8 months, when he himself will decide that this is not my cup of tea, he will say that I don't want to become hafiz. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps him, he may become hafiz of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, he became hafiz of the Quran. He completed the whole Quran. After completing the whole Quran, he started his revision. And one day he came to me and he said, Chacha, I want to recite the whole Quran in one majlis. Again, I said it was not possible for him. I was not fully aware of his situation in his class. But I said, why not give him a chance? Why say no to him? Why break his heart? He recited the whole Quran in one majlis with either 16 mistakes or 26 mistakes. You have a young boy in the UK who fails in every subject in school because right from birth he was not so clever. He fails all his subjects in the madrasa, also in the alim class. He is able to recite the whole Quran in one sitting with only 16 or 26 mistakes. And alhamdulillah, every Ramadan he completes one Quran daily. He completes one Quran daily, and this is from when he was 18, 19, 20 years old. Why I am saying this is that when I said that the Huffaz should recite 3 juz daily and in the month of Ramadan 15 juz, some of the young boys were looking at each other surprised that 15 juz on a daily basis. So I am telling them that a young nephew of mine who is just like you, he recites 30 juz on a daily basis. And those people who come in Khanqa, they have seen him, he is always sitting in the first Saf. He is always sitting in the first Saf reciting the Quran. So let us make these targets. If we make a target of 15 Jews, maybe this year we may not succeed. We may be able to recite 5 Jews only on a daily basis. We may be able to complete 5 Qurans only. But before we were completing only 2. 5, 10, 15. So let us become Sahibul Quran. Let us become Hamilul Quran. We need to read Quran on a daily basis. Little but daily. Little but daily. Little but daily. Little on a regular basis. Recite the Quran, understand the Quran. Sit in the company of the ulama, listen to their bayanat. In the Durusul Quran, in the Durusul Hadith. We need to encourage each other to sit in these Durus. Where the alim or the imam is conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, message of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There is lot of neglect as far as this aspect of our lives are concerned throughout the world. Throughout the world. Shaykhul Hind, Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi rahimahullahu ta'ala, after being released from jail, when he reached Deoband, because he was the Ustazul Asadida and he was the Shaykhul Mashaykh. So the cream of the whole India came to Deoband to welcome him. He was jailed for a few years, and when he was released, all his, the cream, the likes of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the likes of Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madni Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the likes of Maulana Shaykh Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, these were his students. And they all sat in front of him in dozens. And in that gathering, the very first thing he said was that when I was in jail, I continually contemplated as to the reason for the degeneration of the Muslim Ummah. Why is the Muslim Ummah degenerating on a daily basis? Why is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming? And he said, after much pondering and much thought for many months whilst I was in jail, I have come to this conclusion that the reasons are two. Reason number one, the Ummah has disassociated itself from the Quran. And reason number two, disunity amongst the Muslims. So he said it is this disunity, wrangling, quarreling all the time amongst themselves on petty issues, small matters, and not being able to resolve issues for years and years. Years and years. We carry rancor and hatred against each other for months and years. Not being able to resolve issues, disunity, 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 and disassociating ourselves from the Quran. Shaykhul Hind Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that for as long as I live from now, I will try to emphasize these two points. That we need unity. And we need to associate ourselves to the Quran, the Durus of the Quran. And he actually ordered his students and his disciples to take care of Masajid. and carry out the durus of the Quran. So we need to recite the Quran, we need to understand the Quran. Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, the eminent student of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala, great mufassir, he himself was a faqih, Imam Mujahid. He was a faqih, he was a muhaddith, and he was a mufassir. And he studied tafsir under many other sahaba also. But only from his one teacher, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. How many times did he study the tafsir of the whole Quran? Imam Mujahid. We ulama in this day and age, we study tafsir just once. And after we graduate, we do study tafsir. But from here and there, we don't begin from Surah Al-Fatiha and take it right till one nas. Whenever the need arises, alhamdulillah, the ulama studies. Majority of the ulama, I'm talking about, not the mashayikh. Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, despite all his other activities and other engagements, only from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he studied as a teacher and a student the tafsir of the Quran 30 times. Despite being a mufassir himself, he studied 30 times. And Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, a great alim, he says that rubbama talatu alal ayatil wahidati miyata tafsiratin. Sometimes in order to find satisfaction in understanding one verse of the Quran, I looked at 100 tafsir. I used to refer to 100 tafsirs in order to find satisfaction that yes, now I have understood. And you see that sometimes, even after studying 100 tafsir, I would not find satisfaction. So I would leave. I would leave my village, I would leave my town, and I would go outside into the jungle. And I would prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I would say to him, Ya Mu'allima Adam wa Ibrahim Allimni, O the teacher of Adam and O the teacher of Ibrahim, you directly teach me the meaning of this verse of the Quran. This is the worry they had, understanding the Quran. So sit in the company of the ulama, listen to their lectures, because their lectures are also, they also contain Quran and Hadith. Sit in the gatherings of Durus of Quran and Durus of Hadith, and finally, practicing the Quran. Practicing the Quran. Let me just narrate one incident. Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullah ta'ala, the son of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu anhu, Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala. How they practice the Quran? Allahu Akbar. One day, he asked his slave girl, or his slave, that can you please bring some water because I want to perform wuzu. So he came with water in a utensil made of clay. And when he or she reached Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, the utensil fell from the hand, it broke, and the splashes of the water with mud dirtied the clothes of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala. So anger was visible on his face. But the slave or the slave girl knew that he practices each and every word of the Quran. And just look at the slaves of that time, how much connection they had with the Quran. That she or he picked the correct verses from the Quran. And he or she said, Oh my master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, U'iddat lil muttaqeen. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannat for those people with taqwa. And what are the qualities of the people of taqwa? They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, when they are rich, when they are poor. And the second quality is they swallow anger. And she stopped there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannat for muttaqeen. And who are the muttaqeen? Those who swallow anger. She stopped there. So Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, immediately he said, Qazamtu ghayzi, I have swallowed my anger. So she further recited. And Allah further says that another quality is, Wal'afina anin nas. Jannat is prepared for those people who forgive people. So he said, Afawtu anki, I have forgiven you. So she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who do good. So there was a message that do something good. So he said, Anti hurratun liwajihillah. I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the, musalma hokar, hum khar huye tareeke Quran hokar. They were honored in the eyes of the whole world. Why? Because they practiced the Quran. And we have become disgraced throughout the world because we have left the Quran. So let us come back to that original path, hold fast to the Quran, let us read the Quran, understand the Quran, and follow the Quran, and become hamili Quran and sahibi Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the students who are completing their Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the coolness of the eyes of their parents and of their teachers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a means of salvation for their parents, for their families, for their teachers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah and immense acceptance to Madrasa Al-Falah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all its needs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us and all our associates and the whole ummah acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه
أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس القناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك
ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك، اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك، اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين الذين لا يخافون فيك لومة لائم. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين، واجعلنا من المتطهرين، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين، اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك الصديقين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو و عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین. ہم خطا کار ہیں، گنہگار ہیں، سیئات میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں، گناہوں کی دلدل میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں، شیطان اور نفس کے غلام بن چکے ہیں، اے ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی ماوا اور مرجع نہیں ہے، تو ہی ہماری جائے پناہ ہے، الہ العالمین تو ہی ہماری جائے پناہ ہے، تو ہی ہماری جائے پناہ ہے. دستگیری فرما، دستگیری فرما، دستگیری فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین. ہماری کشتی گناہوں کے بھور میں پھنسی ہوئی ہے، الہ العالمین اس کو پار لگا دے، الہ العالمین پار لگا دے، الہ العالمین پار لگا دے. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم بڑے خطا کار ہیں، بڑے گنہگار ہیں، الہ العالمین ہم اس قابل نہیں ہیں کہ ہمیں ہماری عرض و معروضات کو سنی جائے. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں غیبتوں کی وجہ سے، جھوٹ بولنے کی وجہ سے، لوگوں کو دھوکہ دینے کی وجہ سے اتنی گندی ہے، لوگوں پر بہتان باندھنے کی وجہ سے الہ العالمین اتنی گندی ہو چکی ہے. الہ العالمین وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ گزارن کر سکے. الہ العالمین ہماری آنکھیں بد نظری کی وجہ سے، فلموں کو دیکھنے کی وجہ سے اتنی گندی ہو چکی ہے کہ وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ اپنے وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ آنسو بہا کر تیرے دربار میں پیش کر سکے. الہ العالمین ہمارے ہاتھ اتنے گندے ہیں، وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے دربار میں پھیلائے جائے. اگر الہ العالمین رک جائے تو کہاں جائے؟ الہ العالمین سر سے لے کر پیر تک ہمارا جسم سراور گنہگار ہے، ہمارے جسم کا روح روح تیرا نوکر پورا ہے، ہمارے جسم کا بار بار تیرا مجرم ہے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اعتراض ہے، الہ العالمین جمعہ کا دن آتا ہے گناہوں میں گزرتا ہے، جمعہ کی رات گناہوں میں گزرتی ہے، الہ العالمین رمضان مبارک کا مہینہ آتا ہے اور جاتا ہے، ہمارے اندر تبدیلیاں نہیں آتی، ہمارا دل مسجد سے باہر جیسا ہوتا ہے مسجد میں نماز میں بھی ویسا ہی. الہ العالمین حرمین شریفین تک تو بلاتا ہے، وہاں بھی ہماری حالت گناہوں میں لٹک رہتی ہے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہم بڑے کمزور ہو چکے ہیں، شیطان اندر کی ٹونگل میں آ چکے ہیں. الہ العالمین تیرے سوا ہمارے کوئی بچانے والا نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین آج اگر تو نے ہمیں ہماری ہاتھ اندر کر دیا، الہ العالمین ہم سے زیادہ ناکام کوئی نہیں. یا رب العالمین رحمت کر کے اس مجمعے پر برسا دے. الہ العالمین بار بار اس کے اس جزیرے پر تیری رحمت باقی بنوا دے. الہ العالمین پورے کریبین اور ویسٹ انڈیز کے علاقے پر تیری رحمت اور عام فرما دے.
نبی پورے عالم پر تیری رحمت نازل فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہم تجھ سے ہماری اپنی حیثیت دیکھ کر نہیں مانگ رہے, اس لیے کہ ہماری تو مانگنے کی حیثیت ہی نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین ہم تیری حیثیت دیکھ کر, الہ العالمین تیری کریمی تیری رحیمی کو دیکھ کر, تیری رحمت کے سمندر کو دیکھ کر, تیری سخاوت کے الہ العالمین سمندر کو دیکھ کر, تیرے دادا ہاتھ جگائے مسافروں کی دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہم بہت دور سے آئے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے, رحمتوں کی بارشیں برسا دے. الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں علماء بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اس مجمع میں سفید داڑھیوں والے بزرگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین بیمار لوگ بھی تیرے کلام کی نسبت پر جو جلسہ ہو رہا ہے اس میں شریک ہونے کے لیے آئے ہیں. الہ العالمین چھوٹے چھوٹے معصوم بچے ہیں, الہ العالمین حفاظ ہیں, علماء ہیں, مفتیان کرام ہیں. الہ العالمین نیک اور اولیاء بھی ضرور ہوں گے. الہ العالمین ان میں سے کسی نہ کسی, کوئی نہ کوئی تیرے دربار میں مقبول ضرور ہوگا. الہ العالمین اس کی آمین کی لاج رکھ کر اس پورے مجمع, اس پورے ملک میں رہنے والوں, الہ العالمین اس پورے خطے میں رہنے والوں, پوری دنیا میں رہنے والوں پر رحم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے. ہم بڑی امید لے کر آئے ہیں الہ العالمین, خالی ہاتھ ادھر لوٹا. اگر تو نے میرا مقدر میں بدلا, بتا پھر یہ کامل نظر کس لیے ہے؟ اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائے, یہ گھر کس لیے ہے؟ یہ در کس لیے ہے؟ الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہم خطا ہی خطا ہے, مگر تو عطا ہی عطا ہے. یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین کہتے تھے تو ہم کہتے کہ ہم بڑی امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں, مگر الہ العالمین پتا نہیں یہ سچا بھی ہے یا نہیں. الہ العالمین تیرے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے لیے ہمارے پاس سوائے ندامت کے کچھ نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین پتا نہیں اس میں بھی ہم سچے ہیں یا نہیں. الہ العالمین نہ صحیح ندامت ہوتی ہے, نہ صحیح افسوس ہوتا ہے, نہ صحیح حسرت ہوتی ہے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں یقین دلایا ہے کہ ختم قرآن کے موقع کی پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہے. الہ العالمین مگر ہمیں ڈر لگتا ہے کہ قرآن دعا میں قبولیت میں رکاوٹ کے جتنے اسباب ہیں وہ سب ہماری زندگی میں موجود ہے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین بہت اپنے مطلب طرف سے ان رکاوٹوں کو ختم کروا دے. الہ العالمین ان دو معصوم بچوں نے ایسے ماحول میں رہتے ہوئے محنت کر کے تیرے کلام کو اپنے سینے کا پسینہ بنایا ہے. الہ العالمین ان کی برکت سے ہمیں ماحول کو بنا دے, ہمیں ہر خیر عطا فرما دے, ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما دے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے, نامرضیات سے بچنے والا بنا دے, ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں مقام صدیقیت سے سربراہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین توبہ اور مغفرت کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین جنت و فردوس کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے, عافیتوں کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین سعادت نصیب فرما, شقاوت سے بچا دے, علم نصیب فرما, جہالت سے بچا دے, عمل نصیب فرما, بے عملی سے بچا دے, تیرا قرب نصیب فرما, دوری سے بچا دے, جنت نصیب فرما, جہنم سے بچا دے, خیر نصیب فرما, شر سے بچا دے, صحت عطا فرما, بیماری سے بچا دے, اس نے خاتمہ نصیب فرما, برے خاتمے سے بچا دے, برے خاتمے سے بچا دے, برے خاتمے سے بچا دے. الہ العالمین تیری آج والی موت نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین سجدے والی, رکوع والی, قیام والی موت نصیب فرما, شہادت والی موت نصیب فرما, حرمین شریفین والی موت نصیب فرما, تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما, جنت الفردوس میں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما, اپنے غصے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اپنی ناراضگی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اپنی جہنم سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اپنی لعنت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اپنی پکڑ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین اپنی رحمت سے دوری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی خدمتیں ہو رہی ہیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے سب کو قبول فرما, الہ العالمین سب کے حفاظت فرما, مدارس کی مساجد کی خانقاہوں کی مقامات مقدسہ کی ہر فرد مسلم ہر فرد بشر کی حفاظت فرما, مقابر مسلمین کی حفاظت فرما, جماعتوں کی جمعیتوں کی حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین جتنے کام کرنے والے ہیں سب کو آپس میں محبت عطا فرما, ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کی ترقی کو دیکھ کر الہ العالمین خوش ہونے والا بنا دے, مسلمانوں کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, ایک اور نیک بنا دے, پورے عالم کے مسلمانوں کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے, علم میں برکت عطا فرما, دین کی صحیح سمجھ عطا فرما, اس کے تقاضوں کو پورا کرنے والا بنا دے, الہ العالمین بالخصوص بازلوز کے مسلمانوں کو ایک بنا دے, نیک بنا دے, ان کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, ان کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, بھائی بھائی بنا دے, ہم سب کو بھائی بھائی بنا دے, ہم سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, ہم سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, الہ العالمین پوری دنیا کفر کی طرف سے مسلمانوں پہ اقبال ہے, اور الہ العالمین ہم یہ آپس میں لڑنے سے فرصت نہیں پاتے, اللہ ترحم فرما, اللہ ترحم فرما, ہمیں ایک بنا دے, ہمارے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, ہمارے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, ہمیں حق پر مشتمل فرما دے, ہمیں حق پر مشتمل فرما دے, ہمیں حق پر مشتمل فرما دے, الہ العالمین ایک اور نیک بنا دے, بھائی بھائی بنا دے, الہ العالمین معاف کرنے والا بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کی خیر خواہی ایک دوسرے کی خیر خواہی کا جذبہ عطا فرما, ہمدردی کا جذبہ عطا فرما, ایک دوسرے کے احترام اور تعظیم و عظمت کا جذبہ عطا فرما, ہر ایک کو اپنے سے بڑا سمجھنے والا بنا دے, خود کو سب سے چھوٹا سمجھنے والا بنا دے, الہ العالمین سب کو مخدوم بنانے والا بنا دے, خود کو خادم بننے والا بنا دے, الہ رب الرحیمین توازن نصیب فرما, تکبر سے حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین صبر نصیب فرما, بے صبری سے حفاظت فرما, شکر نصیب فرما, ناشکری سے حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین رذائل سے پاک فرما, خصائل اور اخلاق حمیدہ سے آراستہ فرما, الہ العالمین آج جن بچوں نے قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی ہے ان سب کو قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, اپنی بارگاہ میں شرف قبول سے سربراہ فرما, الہ العالمین انہیں حاملین قرآن میں شامل فرما, انہیں اصحاب قرآن میں شامل فرما, انہیں اہل القرآن اور اہل اللہ اور خاص اللہ میں شامل فرما, انہیں ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, ہم سب کے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا, ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے, یہاں کے منتظمین کے لیے, ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے, خاندانوں کے لیے آخرت میں سفارش کرنے والا بنا, الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا, الہ العالمین قرآن کے معانی سمجھنے والا عالم بنا, انہیں علماء ربانی ان میں شامل فرما, محدثین فقہا مفسرین میں شامل فرما, داعیوں میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین تیرے دین کو دور دور تک پہنچانے والوں میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں قبول فرما, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اس مدرسے میں جتنے بچے پڑھ رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو نجات کا ذریعہ بنا, الہ العالمین یہاں کے اساتذہ یہاں کے منتظمین کی محبتوں میں اور برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے خلوص میں ان کے علوم میں ان کے فیوز میں ان کی تقرروں میں ان کی جفا کشی میں ان کی محنتوں میں اور برکت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کی جتنی ضرورتیں ہیں سب کا غیر سے انتظام فرما, اس کے آگے کے جتنے منصوبے ہیں سب میں کامیابی عطا فرما, الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کو صدر صالحین کے طریق پر استقامت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین منہج اکابر پر استقامت عطا فرما, ہم سب کو منہج اکابر پر استقامت عطا فرما, پورے بارویڈوس میں جتنے مدارس ہیں سب کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما, الہ العالمین جتنے علماء ہیں سب کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما, جتنی مسجدیں ہیں سب کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما, جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں جتنے اسلامی اسکول ہیں سب کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما, جتنی دین کی خدمتیں ہو رہی ہیں جتنے دین کے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما, پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا, یا رحم الراحمین, جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, محبین, محسنین, سب کو الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, سب کے تمام جائز مقاصد کو پورا فرما, جو کچھ ہم نے اپنے لیے مانگا انہیں بھی عطا فرما, پوری امت کو عطا فرما, آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے آپ نے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما, یا رحم الراحمین بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما, یا رحم الراحمین جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, بے اولادوں کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک عطا فرما, جو ماں باپ اپنی اولاد سے پریشان ہے ان اولاد کو ماں باپ کے سینے سے لگا دے, یا رحم الراحمین جو بے روزگار ہے انہیں برکت والی حلال روزی عطا فرما, جو بے گھر ہے انہیں وسعت والے مکانات عطا فرما, جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما, اے رحم الراحمین, اے رحم الراحمین, اے رحم الراحمین, ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا, الہ العالمین جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا پتا نہیں وہ ہم مانگ بھی سکے یا نہیں, الہ العالمین جو بھی مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما, ہمیں بھی عطا فرما, ہمارے اہل و عیال کو, ماں باپ کو, رشتے داروں کو, محبین, محسنین, دوست احباب کو عطا فرما, پورے مجمعے کو عطا فرما, ہمارے متعلقین کو عطا فرما, الہ العالمین پورے بار بلوز میں رہنے والوں کو عطا فرما, پوری امت کو عطا فرما, مرحومین کو عطا فرما, جو حیات ہے انہیں عطا فرما, یا رحم الراحمین, یا رحم الراحمین, ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے توفیق سے قبول فرما, ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين, برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.